We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back, and we are on schedule once again, because it is Thursday, I think, Marty. And lo and behold, here's our hockey insider, Darren Dreger from TSN.
Dregs, how you doing, man? I saw you just 12 hours away, and I had to stay for the late overtime game. You guys were already in bed, all tucked in by that point, but good to see you last night. Hey, I forgot to ask you yesterday, but I guess we'll start there. Lindy Ruff, new and again head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. When you were a young buck in the business and Lindy was coaching the Sabres against the Leafs and all of that, did you have some good interaction with Lindy? I was going to bring up his comments after the Darcy Tucker trying to take out Jochen Hesch leg and calling it a joke. That's a joke. I want him suspended. I want to be in the hearing. I'm going to call the league. Like, do you have any fun interaction you had with Lindy back in the days? Or
no, I not really, other than the Western Canadian connection, right? So yeah. In passing there, every once in a while, there'd be a real brief conversation. Hey, have you seen your family? That sort of stuff. But Lindy, when I crossed paths with him normally back in those days, it was in playoff time, right? Mm-hmm. And coaches, no different than players, take on a completely different personality. So he was always pretty intense and didn't have time for chit chat or ridiculous questions. And I was known for asking ridiculous questions back in the day. So
I feel like you and Lindy could be at the height of the sarcasm that could be in a conversation. Like, you guys could go toe to toe in the sarcasm department.
For sure. These two are meant to have a great public debate. When I say public, I mean like at a bar.
Yes.
Well, I did cross paths with Lindy at a bar in Buffalo prior to the start of the year, but then he was still gainfully employed with the New Jersey Devils, and Tom Fitzgerald and the entire crew were there. It was during the prospects event. I was just purely there as a spectator, taking in all of the action. And I was there with a couple of buddies, and we ended up going to an establishment in Buffalo, and there was Lindy in the group. So that was the last time I saw him. But you know what? On one hand, I'm happy for Lindy, because what we know, and you guys have talked about this at length, we know that Lindy Ruff is a good coach. And so when you look at the hire at face value, Kevin Adams told the assembled media when he fired Donnie Granato that he was going to hire experience. Well, he gets that in abundance in Lindy Ruff. So I still think Lindy's a good coach. I really do. The familiarity in Buffalo and with the Sabres organization, maybe that had some influence. Maybe it matters. I don't know. But what I do know is that Lindy is going to have to be able to push buttons that Granato either didn't feel that the group was ready to have pushed, or, he just didn't want to take that path. Either way, the results are going to dictate whether Lindy Ruff is the right hire for the Buffalo Sabres, and we're not going to know that until we're well into next season.
What is your biggest story from the Stanley Cup playoffs so far? This doesn't have to be something you're, encouraged to talk about through your employer, TSN, but something that has intrigued you personally here as we sit a week in.
That's interesting. There are a number of big stories. One that I'm kind of working on right now, I can't even hint at because it's a big one, and it involves an Eastern Conference team. Potentially could be disruptive. So we'll see how it all plays out moving forward here. Injury is always, this time of year, something that bugs me. It does. And I think that most fans, especially if you're in the gambling realm, it bothers you even more so, right? Because, you know, you're guessing, and other sports take the guessing out of it. And I might drill down on the Maple Leafs, because I really want to get specific. Again, I can appreciate why a coach or a general manager wouldn't want to divulge specifics. But when it gets down to starting goaltenders or injuries, like, come on. Okay, you know, if somebody is out there and we can see that that player injured his knee how many weeks ago and we maintain lower body, okay, that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, in Willie Nylander's case, there's been all kinds of speculating on what it might be, including yesterday, right? Is he going to be a possibility, as the Maple Leafs maintain, for Game 3? Well, obviously he wasn't. He didn't play Game 3. And if you pay any attention to the morning skate, he stayed out there, pushed hard, but stayed out there after the normal morning skate with a healthy scratches, which is always a pretty clear indication that player isn't ready. But if it's back or lower body or something along those lines, like everybody has talked about, there's no way he's pushing himself the way that he pushed himself. I suggested on Overdrive yesterday that it could be migraine related, something that he's dealt with in the past. And I see that my friend Elliot Friedman has now jumped on that bandwagon, and that could very well be what it is. But this is what happens when you don't give more information.
Yeah.
Right. As an NHL club, guys like Friedman, guys like me, reporters who do their due diligence, get poking around. And what happens is you don't just find out inside information on William Nylander. You start finding other stuff out that maybe they don't want reported as well. So you got to be careful. And I can understand them wanting to be protective, but it's not our job as reporters, as insiders, to toe the party line for any team in the National Hockey League. So that stuff bugs me.
So you mean when you're trying to hand them flowers, be careful because you might throw the vase at them, like I said on SportsCenter last night.
Okay. I had a buddy from, I've got a lake place in Manitoba. My neighbor sent me a text this morning. He goes, man, you were shaking your head at Marty Baron on that post-game coverage last night over the flowers and the vase and all this stuff. He goes, I'm sitting on my couch and I'm like, pardon? He said, I had to rewind and try and figure out exactly what. But when he got it, like the rest of us, then we're like, okay, Marty, you're bringing it today. That's a pretty good analogy. We could all visualize why that would happen.
I tried to do a search on Google this morning to get a perfect translation from the actual French saying. It says after.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The flower comes the pot, but you know, it's like I couldn't find really anything on social and on Google, so I didn't send you, I didn't like bother you with that this morning. Hey, okay. You mentioned playoffs, being in a bubble, being sometimes I hear comments after games, and you know, it kind of rings alarm bells. You were in Winnipeg. You and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. Connor Hellebuyck after game one, when he said, all I had to do is make one more save. They lost, like they won the game 7-6 to Colorado. Yeah. And he said, all I had to do is make one more save. And then in game two, he made a couple of blunders, right? And it's like, is he in the right mindset? That could be problematic for the Jets if he's not the best player on the ice in that series against Colorado, right?
100% agree. And really, we haven't talked about that yet, other than the obvious and looking at the stats. But he hasn't become a focal point of having to be better for the Winnipeg Jets to ultimately win this series. Maybe that changes after game three in Denver as the series shifts over there. But what's interesting is, and Rick Bowness, the coach of the Jets, said it in a complimentary way. And it was after giving up six in game one, where the Jets narrowly won that one in the opener in Winnipeg. And he reflected back to a game, whenever it was, a season ago in Detroit, I think, where Hellebuyck got lit up. And he went to have a conversation the next day with Hellebuyck just to see where his mindset was and, you know, kind of help him push past it. And, you know, he said, I basically started the conversation. How do you feel? You know, last night was this and that. How do you feel? Huh? Yeah, no, I feel great. There was nothing I could have done differently. I feel 100%. I'm good to go. And he kind of looked at him and went, okay, all right. I mean, that is the personality of Connor Hellebuyck, right? Like has that ability to flush a game. And I think everybody in that room knows it. They appreciate it. They probably wish that they had individually more of that. And they have zero doubt and 100% faith that even though he's had two games, both on home ice, where he could have, probably should have been better, as the series shifts to Colorado, I'm sure they're 100% convinced that he's going to be a difference maker on the positive side. But the rest of us, Marty, Duffer, we need to see it, right? Yeah, we need to see it. He can't mismanage the puck the way that he did on the Parise goal, and he can't let Josh Manson beat him, even though it was, you know, a couple of errors made by the Winnipeg Jets that led to it. You know, and led to the breakaway. So he's got to be better, no doubt about that.
Highly unlikely the newest NHL team gets called the Utah Flush, but that would surprise many if it does happen. What is your take from Utah's, first big public appearance yesterday? And are we any closer? Well, obviously we are, because the calendar keeps turning, but to getting a name on this team?
I don't think so. And I wonder, have they made it clear yet whether they're going to turn it into some sort of competition or contest or something along those lines? It feels like a marketing scam. And okay, I mean, let them fill their boots. I mean, the advantage that Vegas and Seattle had in expansion was they had all the hype and the buildup that led to them eventually, you know, pulling the curtain open and look at this fancy new renovated building we have in Seattle, or, you know, Vegas, and all the hype and the spectacle that went into that. So now they're inheriting the relocation Arizona Coyotes. But as we're seeing the pictures here of the guys touring, I guess what comes to mind for me is a collection of high school graduates who are touring universities, and they go from a class of maybe 50, maybe 75 people in their grade 12 graduating class to getting to this monstrous university and their eyes just opening wide with all of the possibilities and the grandeur of what this facility was going to present to them. That's what we're seeing with these poor kids, you know, touring Delta and getting shepherded around Salt Lake City. And look, I haven't done a whole lot of investigating, but I spent time with Kevin Sheveldayoff in Winnipeg during one of the morning skates. And he reminded me of the time that he and his wife spent in Salt Lake City and said, guys, you know, he's like, this is a wonderful city. And if the players don't know it, they're going to learn to love it. I mean, clearly it's on the other side of the mountain. So you've got Denver on Colorado on one side, Utah on the other, and it's just a wonderful place to live. So I don't think it's going to take anyone associated with the Arizona Coyotes long, player or hockey operations long, to figure out that this is nothing but a great thing for them.
Are you calling for Liam O'Brien to be the new captain of the Utah Hockey Club or whatever? Because he took the microphone and he's like, you guys can call me Spicy Tuna. Is this allowed? Am I allowed to be called Spicy Tuna in Salt Lake? Like, it was, but I think the players really, like, for many years, it's sad. You leave Arizona. But really, with the support and the organization and the ownership was really troublesome in Arizona. And then they get to Salt Lake and it's like, yeah. Hey, this Ryan Smith guy and his wife and the group, they are putting the red carpet out. I think this is a great opportunity for those players to have a rebirth of sort in the National Hockey League.
Well, so here's what you're never going to hear about from, you know, Ryan Smith or the group in Salt Lake City. Rumor speculation that bills aren't being paid.
Yeah.
That there's a threat that the players aren't going to get paid, that ownership isn't going to be able to meet payroll and all of that. And, you know, there came a point in time where I stopped asking the National Hockey League about those sorts of speculated stories. I just did. I stopped, you know, texting and emailing the commissioner's office because they either wouldn't answer or it would be bogus or it was true and they couldn't tell me that, you know, all of that kind of stuff. None of that off-ice nonsense is going to happen with Ryan Smith and SCG. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, look, there have been hurdles that I'm sure the Marullo family tried to overcome and weren't able to overcome. And I don't mean to just pin it on him. You know, this is the end of a failed experiment in Arizona. Now, you know, I'm sure Commissioner Bettman and many around the National Hockey League ownership group probably feel like there's missed opportunity in Arizona. But it's not just the Marullo group that couldn't get it done. There were multiple owners of the Arizona Coyotes that couldn't get it done. So I'm skeptical that 5 years from now, I know there are billionaires that want to have an NHL franchise. Okay, build a building first, and then maybe I'll start to be among the believers. I'm not right now.
We got to fly, Darren. Thank you so much. And we're back to wrap Sabres Live right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.